It's here and now. Atchison, Kansas is known as the birthplace of Amelia Earhart, but it's also becoming known for a giant survival shelter slash resort. At the website of the real estate organization Vivos, you can click on to read about prophecy of disaster, or click on to read about preparing for disaster, or click on to purchase a share in a disaster shelter the group built after they purchased much of an old underground military installation in a mine near Atchison. The company already operates a shelter in Indiana that holds about 80 people. The one in Kansas will accommodate up to 5,000. Robert Ficino leads the Vivos group. We wanted to hear more, so Robert, describe this place for us.
It's as big as the Empire State Building, but not vertically, horizontally. 2.25 million square feet is the shelter area that we're fortifying and completely retrofitting. It's carved out of limestone. It was originally carved, the mountain was carved out in the 1880s. They took the limestone, they needed it for the railroad back then. Then in the 40s, it was taken over by the Army as a munitions storage depot and for food and other weapons from World War II and on. Until about a year ago, it was filled with Hummers. I can imagine it probably had 2,000 Hummers in there. This thing is 3/4 mile long by 1/2 mile wide. You can't even walk it. You cannot see it from one end to the other. You need a map to navigate. And yet it's all one level. It's all concrete flooring. It's got lighting throughout. And it's all conditioned to a very comfortable 70 degrees year-round, winter or summer, it doesn't matter. So this is the motherlode of all shelters at that size. There's nothing on Earth bigger other than what the government may secretly have. We will accommodate 5,000 people in this shelter for a minimum of 1 year of autonomous survival without having to return to the surface. And we will survive just about anything that comes our way.
Well, what are you charging people for the space in Atchison?
Well, that's the beauty of this one. Because of its scale, we were able to lower the cost. And so effectively, we're not really trying to make a profit in Indiana or in Kansas. It's so far, it's been a break-even deal. But we're down to about 10% of what Indiana was. A family of four can get into this shelter for $20,000 or $5,000 per person. Plus, there's a food charge for a year's supply of the food, freeze-dried and other foods.
Well, and you obviously think there is going to be an endgame moment, and you write on your website, whether it's Armageddon or a sudden pole shift or future plagues or a solar kill shot or a super volcanic eruption, the comets, killer asteroids, tsunamis, and the resulting anarchy that will come after any of those events. And you point to people like Glenn Beck on your website who've also spoken about this from a religious point of view. Do you think you are either stoking those fears or taking advantage of those fears with this shelter?
No, I've been asked by reporters, aren't you kind of a modern-day prophet? And my response is, no, I'm a not-for-profit because I'm not making any money at this. I'm on a mission. 30 years ago, I had the vision in my young 20s, and it was very powerful. And the message was I needed to build a shelter for 5,000 people.
You kind of like Noah. you felt as if you had a message to do that?
Well, I'll use a word rhyme again. I guess I Noah that something's coming, but other than that, I don't have Noah's beard or his robes, nor do I pretend to be him. No, that's not the case. What you know, real simply, I feel we live in a very dangerous world. The message I received 30 years ago was that something's coming our way. Now, you can go to the astronomers of the world or to the scientists or to NASA and so on. There's all sorts of theories and predictions for everything from Planet X to Nibiru to the dark star to Wormwood, maybe all in the same, to more asteroids like the one that hit us back in or hit Russia in February 15th, which NASA now says there's a school of them heading our way. You know, all the things you mentioned are real. They're events that could happen, and nobody can deny that they ever will. The problem is we can't predict when. So we can't predict, but we can prepare, and that's what we're doing.
You've only said that the shelter could provide safety for a year. What happens after that? I mean, do people really want to be emerging in a world that's unlivable?
Well, we don't know that. You know, we don't know what the event's going to be. So to say, I don't want to be around and to find out, is not very human. You know, the truth is we, the human race, are survivors. And, you know, yeah, there's plenty of people that do want to find out, or they want their children to be here for that regenesis, if you will, of the planet. But, you know, when we say a minimum of 1 year, that's with the food supplies, the hydroponics, aquaponics, and the fuel that we store. Perhaps after that, it may be safe enough to go outside to cultivate the land, to, you know, acquire what we need, but still remain underground for our daily living. There are many scenarios that we may have to live underground. But again, we're not hoping for it. You know, we hope we never have to use it. In fact, let me add the frosting on the cake for you. The Kansas facility is not just a survival shelter, but we've labeled it a survival shelter and resort. And the reason for that is that we realize this is not a secret shelter. With this many people, you can't keep a secret. So we made it public from day one, and we've built in so many activities and so many amenities, an underground golf course, a skate park, skateboard park, you know, movie theaters, a spa, you know, a bar, you know, animal parks, where several acres are dedicated just to animals to be able to walk freely, you know, and pets, that it becomes effectively a Disneyland Boy Scout survival camp, and where our members will come 365 days a year forever, up until the moment of truth, and have the right to be there, to vacation there for a week or two if they wish, to meet fellow shelterists with like minds, and to expose their children to some of the skills and training that they may need to prepare them for this. There's an underground rifle range. There's also above ground activities from horse trails and a stable, a giant water slide that dumps into a large pool. I mean, it's going to be a very fun event and fun facility, whether we ever get to lockdown or not.
That's Robert Vecino, founder of the Vivos Group and the man behind this huge shelter in Atchison, Kansas. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
My pleasure, and we welcome any of your listeners.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com. And Charles River Apparel, over a quarter century of creating apparel for corporations and athletic teams, based in New England and family-owned. Learn more at charlesriverapparel.com.